From CBS News Bay Area, this is the Evening Edition.
We'll begin in the East Bay, though, where the family of two teen brothers killed at a birthday party are seeking justice after learning the suspect in that case will face no more than 7 years in custody. Brothers Angel and J.C. Sotelo Garcia were killed at a birthday party in 2022. The Alameda County District Attorney's Office decided the suspect will remain in the juvenile court system. Victim's family says that is not justice. Advocates say it's appropriate, and Dawn Lynn has the story.
Justice reform advocates say the suspect was 17 years old at the time and he deserves a second chance. But the victim's family says two murders and 7 years? Where's the accountability? A year and a half after the shooting, emotions are still raw for the victim's family. Melanie Garcia Macias misses her cousins, Angel and J.C. Sotelo Garcia, every day.
Sometimes I feel like I'm going crazy because I feel like I see them in, like, the crowd.
Melanie was extremely close to the two boys. She says the killings tore apart the family, and they'll never be the same.
Christmases and every other holiday does not feel complete. Like, we try, but their absence is felt greatly.
She says they're serving a life sentence of grief.
The defendant has not been sentenced yet. So 7 years is the max that he can get. He could get one, or he could get none.
Melanie says about 10 days ago, District Attorney Pamela Price decided to keep the suspect in the juvenile court system. The family pleaded with Price to charge the suspect as an adult. The suspect was 17 years old at the time. He's accused of killing 15-year-old Angel and 17-year-old JC at a birthday party in Oakland in October of 2022. Gunfire also injured additional teenagers. Police say the brothers were innocent victims. They were students at Berkeley High.
You cannot hold someone to the same standards when they're a teenager as you would an adult.
George Galvez is the executive director of Dream Beyond Bars. He's personally met the suspect. He and his staff are working to turn the young man's life around.
Prisons are not the answer. The safest communities don't have the most police. They don't have the most prisons. They have the most resources.
George and other Pamela Price supporters will hold a press conference on Tuesday. They want to show the public they support Price's decision in this case and other cases involving minors.
A different DA would at least hear us out.
As for Melanie, she's urging the public to contact and pressure Price to reverse her decision.
There's nothing that anybody could do to bring back Angel and JC. They can help us heal, help us feel as though there has been justice and closure for our boys.
We reached out to the district attorney for a response. Her office says they cannot comment on cases involving minors.
Also in the East Bay, the vastly successful In-N-Out chain will be closing one of its restaurants for the first time in that company's history. The Oakland restaurant along the Hagenberger Corridor is shutting its doors for good today. The company said it's doing it because of crime. It's Oakland's only In-N-Out location. A nearby Starbucks and Denny's have also closed because of crime. Following this Sunday evening, a mountain lion attack left one person dead and injured another in Northern California. El Dorado County Sheriff says it happened in a remote area near Georgetown, that's just northeast of Sacramento. Happened yesterday. An 18-year-old said that he and his brother were attacked by a mountain lion. By the time deputies got there, they had scared off the animal, but they found a 21-year-old victim dead at the scene. Fish and Wildlife euthanized the mountain lion. The last known such attack in that area was back in 1994. Back here in the Bay Area, Sunnyvale police shot and killed a man they say was armed with a knife at a mobile home park. Officers say the man charged at one of them after being told to put his weapon down when another officer shot him. Man was taken to the hospital, but he died there. And on the peninsula, a big fire destroyed a commercial building in Brisbane. Happened on Bayshore Boulevard and Industrial Way last night. Video from Citizen App showed a huge cloud of smoke and flames. Fire crews said that they stayed overnight to make sure the fire did not start up again. Nobody was hurt. And in Napa County, two people were injured after a house fire in Calistoga. Happened on Urbani Place near Highway 29 this morning. Fire crews say the two victims were taken to a nearby hospital. They also rescued a dog that was hiding in the backyard. Dozens of protesters gathered at the Embarcadero today to protest Israel's planned invasion of Rafah, where more than a million Palestinian civilians have sheltered. They called on the U.S. to stop backing Israel as they enter their fifth month now of making war on the Gaza Strip. U.S. taxpayers send about $17 billion a year to the Israeli military to propagate that war. Despite that, Benjamin Netanyahu rejected President Joe Biden's demand to have a plan in place to protect civilians before the invasion. 30,000 have been killed by Israelis, 70,000 injured, total casualties are 5% of the entire population in Gaza. A national day of mourning in Russia after a deadly attack during a rock concert. More than 130 people were killed in that attack in Moscow, and the death toll is expected to rise. As Christian Benavides reports, U.S. officials are rejecting suggestions by Vladimir Putin that Ukraine may have had some involvement.
A mountain of flowers outside Kruka City Hall in Moscow, the popular concert venue that on Friday was the scene of carnage. New video posted on social media showing the moment gunfire rang out as thousands gathered for a rock concert. An affiliate of the Islamic State known as ISIS-K has claimed responsibility for the attack, which claimed the lives of over 130 people. Samantha Vinograd is a counterterrorism expert and CBS News contributor.
The attack near Moscow was tragic, but it was also unsurprising. The intelligence community has been warning for years that ISIS, despite territorial and leadership losses, has retained its ability to conduct operations.
The Islamic State released images claiming to show the beginning of the attack. Russian authorities say four suspected attackers had been arrested. They're among 11 people detained for the incident. Some of them appeared in court Sunday. Russian President Vladimir Putin claimed the assailants were fleeing to Ukraine.
Vladimir Putin is already trying to link this to Ukraine and say that Ukraine is responsible. Does the U.S. have any evidence to back that up?
No, there is no whatsoever any evidence. And in fact, what we know to be the case is that ISIS-K is actually, by all accounts, responsible for what happened.
Ukraine has flatly denied any involvement and say Putin is using the tragedy to bolster support for his war against Ukraine, now entering its third year.
In other news, Pope Francis presided today over Palm Sunday Mass in St. Peter's Square at the Vatican. It marks the start of the Holy Week for Christians, the most sacred week of the Church's calendar, leading up to the celebration of Easter.
Abbiamo cominciato a preparare I nostri cuori attraverso
la... The Pope did speak during the Mass today, but he did not take part in the Sunday Palm Processional. He does have mobility problems. He's been using a wheelchair for almost 2 years, which the Pope says is practical. Later this week, Pope Francis will visit a women's prison where he will take part in a foot-washing ritual for Holy Thursday. He'll also lead services to mark Good Friday, 2 days before Easter. An outpouring of support for Kate Middleton outside of Buckingham Palace after she announced that she had cancer. Tourists and locals alike gathered to express their sympathy for the Princess of Wales. She revealed in a video message that she was undergoing chemotherapy for her cancer.
As a fellow mom, I think everyone should just give her a little space. Obviously, the kids are going to have a really tough time with this. Any child would, so I feel bad for them too, the kids.
My favorite royal, so I was really sad to hear about it, actually. Yeah, so I really, whatever treatment she needs, I really hope it works for her and she recovers well. In
January, she said the doctors discovered cancer following major surgery back in January, and people have been speculating on her health as she took a leave of absence from royal engagements while she was recovering. Family has asked for privacy during the treatment. Activists in San Francisco wanted to make sure their voices were heard ahead of a landmark abortion case, which could have impacts in California. The Mobilization for Reproductive Justice held a rally in front of the federal building today to support medical abortion access across the country. This comes ahead of a Supreme Court case this week, which could make it harder for patients to get access to abortion medicine, including in California, where it is legal.
And what we're concerned about is that given the Supreme Court's past record anything is possible. So we're wanting to send a message both to the Supreme Court, but also to everybody else.
Medication-induced abortions account for more than half of all abortions in the U.S. Well, you have another chance to hit the jackpot or once again lose your money in the next Powerball drawing. There was no winner last night, so there were, by definition, quite a few losers. The prize is now up to $800 million. And while there was no jackpot winner, at least five people have won $1 million. The next Powerball drawing will be tomorrow. There was also no winner in Friday's Mega Millions drawing either, and that jackpot is up to $1 billion. Oh, look at this dog. It's got its head stuck in a tire. Well, all in a day's work for firefighters out in New Jersey. The dog is a yellow lab, and the volunteer fire department tried everything they could think of. They even used soap on the dog's neck to loosen things up. And when that didn't work, they had to resort to their plasma cutter.
The main concern was making sure she wouldn't get burnt because it does throw sparks and everything. So making sure she was covered.
A race against time, you know, her eyes were turning red. She was kind of gasping for air a little bit.
The plasma cutter did its job in just a few minutes. And shortly after, in the grand tradition of dogs, the lab forgot all about it. She just enjoyed the attention. Let's do it again. At the Children's Discovery Museum in San Jose today, kids got a chance to learn about Persian culture as the museum celebrated the Persian New Year. And today, kids got the chance to create projects, to enjoy traditional music and dance, and to hear stories about Persia. It's the museum's second time celebrating that event. Appreciate you watching. 60 Minutes is next. We'll see you back here at 11 o'clock tonight. Until then, the news continues streaming on CBS News Bay Area for now. Good night.